This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Rusty Russ Matthews, we have a legend at the desk.
I'm losing my mind, everybody.
Losing my mind. Fun fact, she cleaned apartments to fund her way through college.
Oh.
It's Susan Sarandon.
Yes! Thank you.
I asked to be on this show because I love you, and we met earlier at Christian Siriano's show, which was fantastic, by the way.
Hubba.
I know. I'm shocked I didn't fall down on the floor, melt, grovel, and, like, kiss your feet.
There's still time.
Okay. Yeah. By the way, there is. but, however, I'm so honored that you would join us for the news, and I was wondering if you would hit some headlines with us.
I certainly will.
Yeah!
So,
how fun.
In the news, very important, People Magazine reports that Sharon Stone once called it off with a younger boyfriend who not so subtly suggested that she use Botox. Mm. She told him it would probably be really good for your ego and mine if I did, but she did not. And soon after, they split. Drew, can you imagine anyone wanting to change Sharon Stone's face? I mean, she's absolutely gorgeous. And she has my initials.
Right.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I agree about that. Yeah, I mean, I guess if you're dating Sharon Stone and she's not gorgeous enough for you, maybe you have slightly too high of standards. You think? Maybe. Maybe the problem's you.
Yeah.
How about
Yeah, no, it's... If a guy is trying to alter anything about you physically, or behaviorally, I'd much more be interested in behavioral discussions than physical ones.
I want to know how that even comes up in a conversation.
Right. I agree.
Oh, by the way, maybe use a little Botox. I mean, I don't know. How does that even come up? How does
made
he
you
know about Botox?
Scrambled eggs, bacon, and some Juvederm.
Yeah.
That's what's for breakfast. What do you think about that? You're right. What is that conversation?
Does this come, though, you think, with dating younger people? You know, that pressure of like,
oh, that's
oh,
a
God,
good question.
Do I need to keep up?
Do you date younger men ever?
Yeah, I'm so old, they're only
You're so hot.
That are available.
I'm like,
yes.
Are you into women? Because I'm available.
I have announced that I am open, but nothing has come my way. Perhaps COVID has something to do with that, since I barely ever socialize. I don't know.
Wait, you really mean that? You've announced that you're open? Like, if anything's on the table?
I think now the word is fluid.
Yeah.
I just think there's a lack of imagination if you're not kind of open to whatever the universe sends your way, but they haven't sent anything lately. Not older, not younger. But yes, I have notoriously dated much younger guys. But that's only because I want people with curiosity, and sometimes people as ancient as I am have lost their spunk to actually for adventure. Mm. I'm not interested in sharing my medicine cabinet, but I would like to go on some adventures, that's all.
You're looking for a partner in adventure.
A partner in adventure.
That's fun.
I'm not raising children now.
Well, yeah, I love that. Yeah. Does it have to be romantic, or could it be like a gay best friend who goes on vacation with you? You could come hang with me in Palm Springs.
Absolutely. Gay is so much funnier than cis, honestly, for the most part. A lot of straight guys just take everything so seriously, and now I'm gonna get hate mail from every straight guy in the United States. But yes, it could be platonic, although I have had not platonic with gay men, so.
So have I.
Well, I have to get something off my chest. I am notoriously anti-underwire brassiere, but according to Women's Wear Daily, they're back. The busty bra boom is happening in part because women are heading back to the office and social events post-pandemic. They're starting to go out there and live again. And by the numbers, bra sales are up by 17% in comparison to 2019. So what does this mean? Is everyone who, raise your hand who likes an underwire.
Oh, some people, yeah.
Okay, quite a few. Okay, okay.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Underwire?
Underwire.
Oh, thank you for that. Good to know.
Okay, so you sport an underwire. I'm like nothing.
Well, sometimes not. I mean, you should have the choice, right?
That's it.
You definitely have the choice.
Absolutely.
I mean, Rihanna has done this very, very
savage Fenty.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like you don't want to have to have one or the other. You can be in sweats and no bra, and then when you decide the puppies have to come up, you do. Rihanna.
Yeah. Agreed. I also think everything goes in cycles. Like, if it's out, you can guarantee it's going to come back. That's just the way of, like, how everything functions.
Mm-hmm.
Susan, will you take our last story?
Yes. What is this? Well, okay. You get to combine Dolly Parton, Saint Dolly.
I love my Dolly.
And Doggy Parton, okay? CNN reports the queen of country music, when she's not getting a vaccine together for all of us,
yes,
has announced a line of dog apparel, why not? And is inspired by her first hit record, Puppy Love, and it includes shirts, squeaky toys, and even a blonde wig for your little Rover. A portion of which the proceeds will go to Willoughby Farms, a rescue organization for displaced animals. Bring out the models. Where are our models?
Wait. Oh, Drew's dogs. Oh.
Look at him. Okay. Let's see here. Okay. Sit. Oh. I mean, wait. Sit, Lucy. Sit. Oh, wait, you know what? Here, come this way. Okay. Here we go. Sit. There we go. Stay. Okay. Here we go. You guys are gonna model today. And look. I mean,
Oh my gosh.
Is there anything Dolly can't do?
Wait. You know what? These dogs are working K9 to 5.
I mean, look at this. There's really nothing Dolly can't do. And as you can see, I think this apparel for Doggy Wood is just perfect. Wait a
Doggy
minute.
Wood.
Susan, hopefully you're not going anywhere, because I'm wondering if we can do an interview, a conversation, if you will, and if it's okay, you're going to reveal how your career could have gone in a totally different direction if you hadn't gotten over this one fear.
Oh, I know what fear you're talking about.
Well, you have to wait. You have to stay tuned and come back for the commercial to find out. I want to know.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And only Susan Sarandon.
Thank you.
I know, the day is young. it might get weird. Okay, so we left the commercial on a cliffhanger, and I was so excited. You had a phobia that you had to overcome in order to have your whole life go the way it was. What was that phobia?
Well, I don't know if it's responsible for my entire life going the way it was, but my dad was a singer with big bands before he had 9 children, and that ended his career. But anyway, and I was always told growing up that I couldn't sing. And so when I first came to New York and I would go on auditions, they would have you sing Oklahoma, which is not an easy thing to sing. And I would just... that would be, nothing would come out. Anyway, and then Tim Curry became a friend of mine, and I ended up going to say hi to him and ending up being cast in the Rocky Horror Show. And so I had to get over that, and I thought, well, first I said, like, can you sing Happy Birthday? Can you hit this? Can you do that? Because they wanted her to be funny, and no one had ever managed to be funny because they were all really singers, and they didn't understand that... She was like an ingenue with a bitch underneath that was... Anyway, so I just apologized my way through laying down the tracks of that. Because I thought, you know, this is just ego. No, of course you're never going to be Beyoncé. You're never... Well, Beyoncé wasn't around 35 years ago, but yeah.
We get the point.
Yeah. it was just my own ego that really kept me from making a fool out of myself in Rocky Horror Show.
And yet, it's literally... So I used to go every weekend to the midnight Saturday showing of Rocky Horror, which was just a meeting grounds, a place... I mean, it's actually really meaningful. It was a place, you know, in the...
It was a community where people who felt they didn't fit in for many reasons could come together and have this almost a mass where they responded to what was on stage. And I've, you know, during COVID, I got caught up on all my fan mail, which was many boxes. And so many of them talk about Rocky Horror Show being important. And then Thelma and Louise being the second punch.
Did you know when you were making it?
No.
You did not know when you were making it.
I thought this is going to be fun. It's a cowboy movie with trucks and girls instead of horses and guys. It turned out that we had backed into this area held by white men, heroes of a certain age, you know, and then all hell broke loose. Because I don't know if you remember, but when it came out, a lot of people were very offended by Thelma and Louise.
How so?
It condones suicide. It encourages women to be violent. All the things that happen in every other movie with a male lead that nobody even looked twice at. Suddenly, we were doing Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, and everybody was getting... they just were disturbed by women taking their own power, and they had to find a reason. And really, it's about friendship, and it's kind of romantic, I think.
It's a love story.
It's a love story, absolutely.
I was so in awe. Also, I love stories of the platonic nature, because sometimes, like, the sex of it convolutes, like... I loved Paper Moon and Midnight Run and Planes, Trains, and Automobiles and all these, you know, movies that were not the romantic love. It just let me focus deeper on love itself.
Because it's the bravest thing you can do is to be open to another person, right?
That's, yeah, okay. It's so true. But that movie also touches on why it's so hard to trust. You know, some of the men are very black and white for what they do wrong and what they don't. And then you have Brad Pitt, who's so hot and shirtless and who wouldn't go for it, but then he rips her off. And you're like, yeah. I didn't see that one coming.
He was so good. When I saw the scenes where he taunts the husband and everything, that's when I thought, this guy's really special.
I like your wife.
Okay, currently, my new obsession is your new show on Fox called Monarch. You guys, just take a look. We have a clip.
I never wanted just to be a star. I wanted to create a dynasty, and I did. We always knew that with your God-given beauty and talent that it was going to be your destiny to continue our legacy.
This is my new favorite show. How many twists and turns and Shakespearean, dynasty-like, oh my God, what is going on? This is the best show.
So many big hair, big secrets, big twists and turns, and lots of shiny things. And we were surprised by some of the twists and turns. Things change a lot when you're filming and you don't know what's gonna happen. So it's pretty interesting. I mean, I think it's a guilty pleasure kind of thing. I think that you have fun when you watch it. You don't know exactly where it's gonna go and you wanna know.
This show is so much fun. I'm not kidding, you guys are gonna love it. Okay, we're gonna run to a quick commercial break, and when we come back here in mere moments, we're gonna reveal the detail that could have entirely changed a cult classic. What could that be? This is so Monarch to leave you on a cliffhanger. Don't go anywhere.
What is it?
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Every day, our world gets a little more connected, but a little further apart. But then, there are moments that remind us to be more human.
Thank you for calling Amica Insurance.
Hey, I was just in an accident.
Don't worry, we'll get you taken care of.
At Amica, we understand that looking out for each other isn't new or groundbreaking. It's human. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Susan, we've only got about a minute left, but would you please tell us how Rocky Horror could have been completely different? What is this?
So everything in the beginning, until you see Tim Curry's entrance, which was one of the most spectacular entrances in theater history, was going to then go red with his lips. So everything in the beginning, like, was going to be in black and white, and then when you saw him coming down in the elevator, just his lips would be in color for the first time. But of course, that was more money than they wanted to spend, so... Now you know.
So it was going to be in black and white. It ended up being in color.
Just the beginning in black and white. And then they just let the whole thing be in color.
All right. So Monarch airs Tuesday at 9, 8 Central on Fox. We make this show for you. So please take it with you, everybody. Thank you so much for coming today. Thank you.
Hold up. 50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. I'm your host, Shimo Liai, and I was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now I'm returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.